We're going to start the same place that we started when we talked about research design, data collection, and all that stuff in Unit 1. Everything, every behavior or characteristic is either a constant or a variable. We're not talking conceptually anymore. We're talking about when we have the data in our hands. If all the participants have the same value, it's a constant. If different people have different values and there's at least two, it's a variable. No discussion, no arguing, it's data driven. And variables come in two important kinds. You may have heard about other systems. A set of words that you may have heard before is nominal, ordinal, interval, and ratio. Lovely words. I have a couple different whole books that are nothing other than a taxonomy of variable types. We're going to take all of that and bring it down to two, because these are the most important two in the place to start. Qualitative variables and quantitative variables. Qualitative variables are also known as categorical. Different values represent different kinds. Different values represent different kinds. We have more to say. Quantitative or numerical variables. Different values represent different amounts. All right. Species. Qualitative or quantitative? Qualitative. I'll let you know when it's a trick question. Age. Quantitative. Major. Qualitative. Number of siblings. Quantitative. Quality is often a quantitative variable. When we talk about quality, we usually mean how much quality. There's a lot of language missteps like this, and we got to work around them. Watch out for numbers that represent kinds. For example, if I'm collecting fish, and every time I get a perch, I mark a 1 in my data set, and every time I get a bass, I mark a 2 in my data set, that doesn't mean that bass are more of something than perch. Right? Different values represent different kinds. It's still qualitative. But many programmers and data analysts are in the habit of using all numbers. They wouldn't put in M for men, W for women, B for binary. They put in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you have to remember or code into your data set how that number is represented. Also, color is an example of annoying. Because you and I think about color, we think about the color palette or a box of crayons or a box of paints or something like that, and we think of it as qualitative. But to physicists and perceptionists, color is quantitative because it's the length of the waveform that carries that color information. Sometimes what you have to do is stop and ask. How was the question asked, and what were the response options? That's an operational definition. Defining something the way it was operationalized, the way it was measured, or the way it was manipulated. So if I say the variable in the data set is gender, but the question is, how strongly do you identify with the stereotypic characterization of your gender? Not at all, somewhat, very much, totally. This gender is what? Qualitative or quantitative? Quantitative. You with me? You can't look at the variable name. You got to ask how it was operationalized. The variable name is siblings. What I asked was, are you an only child? With the responses 1 equals no, 2 equals yes. Is siblings qualitative or quantitative? It's qualitative. Do you have siblings or not? Major. How many different majors have you had at UNL or other colleges? Is that qualitative or quantitative? Make sense? You have to look at how things are operationalized. What's the question? Just because it says 1 and 2 doesn't mean it's a number.